感谢天上真神的带领。
We give thanks to the God in heaven for His guidance.
我们安息日下午的聚会依然要用跟随耶稣来互相勉励。
For afternoon service, we'll be continuing to use the topic "Follow Jesus" for mutual encouragement.
我们早上有提到跟随耶稣要走入圣殿。
This morning, we talked about following Jesus means to go into the temple.
要按着规矩守满了。
And to follow the regulations.
也要走向真理。
And to walk in the truth.
因为真理才是带领我们进入神的国的最主要的内涵。
Because the truth teaches us how to enter God's heavenly kingdom.
也可以说是我们信仰的全部。
And it is the entirety of our faith.
所以主耶稣的第一个脚踪就是走进圣殿，走入真理。
And so to follow Jesus is to go into the temple and to enter the truth.
下午我们继续来看主耶稣的脚踪走到哪里。
And next, we'll continue to look at where Jesus went.
我们来看约翰福音的十二章。
Let's turn to John chapter 12.
约翰福音的第十二章的第一节。
John chapter 12, verse 1.
约翰福音第十二章的第一节。
John 12, verse 1.
逾越节前六日，耶稣来到伯大尼，就是他叫拉撒路从死里复活之处。这一节里面就记载耶稣在逾越节前六日的时候。
In this verse, it records that 6 days before the Passover.
那么他的脚踪就来到一个地方叫做伯大尼。
Jesus's footsteps went to a place called Bethany.
那这里有特别记载这个地方就是叫拉撒路从死里复活的地方。
And it specifically mentions that this is where Lazarus was raised from the dead.
就是耶稣在这个地方行了一个叫死人复活的神迹。
So it was here that Jesus performed a miracle of resurrecting someone from the dead.
那这是一个什么地方呢？
So what kind of place is this?
我们从两个地方来看。
We'll look at from two places.
第一个地方就是这里所住的人，有一个叫做西门，长大麻风的西门。
First, there was someone here named Simon who had leprosy.
这个我们可以看马可福音十四章。
We can turn to Mark chapter 14.
马可福音第十四章的第三节。
Mark 14 verse 3.
耶稣在伯大尼长大麻风的西门家里坐席的时候，这里有特别记载伯大尼里面有一个长大麻风的西门。
So here mentions that in Bethany there was a man named Simon who had leprosy.
那这个大麻风是不洁净的意思啦。
And leprosy means unclean.
长大麻风的人，他不能够住在城里面。
Those who had leprosy were not able to live in the city.
因为他会让整个城都不洁净。
Because they would cause the entire city to become unclean.
所以他会被赶出城外。
So they would be cast out.
因为城外人没有居住在那里。
Because the people of the city are not there.
所以可以知道说，这个伯大尼他是一个好像被城里面隔绝的一些人所住的地方。
So from this you know that in Bethany there were some people who were cast out.
那第二个，我们从伯大尼这个字它的原本的意思是什么？
And so what is the original meaning of Bethany?
这个伯大尼原本的意思就是困苦之家。
It means house of mourning.
就是这里的人都住的一些困苦的人。
So here there are people who were going through some bitterness.
可见这个城这个名字的由来。
And so the origin of this name.
是因为这里所住的人都是困苦的人。
Because all the people living there were going through difficulties.
所以呢，到后来被称作是困苦之家的意思。
And so that's why it was named the house of mourning.
好。那大家这些人都没有办法住在城里面嘛。
And so they were not able to live in the city.
那被赶出到城外去了。
And were cast out of the city.
那我们知道人是群居的动物啊。
We know that people are creatures that like to assemble or gather.
所以大家被赶出去就住在一起。
And so after they were cast out, they still gathered together to live.
那住的人就越来越多。
And the number of people grew.
所以有人从外面经过的时候，
So when people passed by,
啊，就会问说，哎，这是什么地方啊？
They would ask, what kind of place is this?
啊，大家就啊，这困苦之家了，困苦的人住的地方啊。
And people would answer that people who are going through suffering or difficulties live here.
啊，困苦的人住的地方的意思就是伯大尼，伯大尼的意思就这样来的。
And so that is the origin of the name Bethany.
啊，所以从这个名字就可以知道说，住在里面的人哦，都是可怜人呐。
So from this, you know that people living in Bethany are very pitiful.
哦，他是住在城里面的人所撇弃的，所赶出去在外面住的了。
They were rejected and cast out.
哦，那里面的人都是可怜人。
And so everyone living there is pitiful.
那你看主耶稣在传福音只有三年的时间哦。
So Jesus only preached for 3 years.、哦、
他要传的地方很多，他要传的范围很广。
And he needed to go to many places to preach.
哦，所以他可以说是非常非常的忙碌。
And so it can be said that he was very busy.
但是我们从圣经的记载里面哦。
But from the recordings in the Bible,
我们可以看到主耶稣在这么忙碌的一个工作上，他最少最少三次进入到伯大尼。
Even though Jesus was so busy, he went to Bethany at least 3 times.
第一次在路加福音第十章三十八节到四十二节。
First in Luke chapter 10 verse 38.
那时候马大来接待耶稣。
At that time, Martha received Jesus.
玛利亚呢坐在耶稣跟前听耶稣讲道理。
Mary was sitting before Jesus to listen to him.
这是圣经第一次记载耶稣走入伯大尼。
This is the first time the Bible records that Jesus went to Bethany.
第二次就是约翰福音的十一章。
Next is in John chapter 11.
因为那个拉撒路死掉了。
Because Lazarus had died.
人家就告诉他，哎呀，你的好朋友死了。
And somebody told him that his friend had died.
你赶快去叫他复活吧。
Go quickly to resurrect him.
后来耶稣等了四天才去啊。
And Jesus waited 4 days before he went.
拉撒路已经死了4天了嘛。
So Lazarus had been dead for 4 days.
但是主耶稣让拉撒路从死了四天的坟墓里面再走出来。
But Jesus resurrected him so that he could walk out of the tomb after being dead for 4 days.
这是耶稣第二次走入伯大尼。
This is the second time Jesus went to Bethany.
第三次啊，就是我们刚刚所读的约翰福音十二章。
The third time is in what we just read, John chapter 12.
耶稣走进伯大尼。
Jesus came to Bethany.
在那里玛利亚献上一斤的真拿达香膏。
And there Mary offered oil of spikenard.
耶稣说，这是为我安葬的事所预备的。
Jesus said, "She has kept this for the day of my burial."
我们刚刚讲说，伯大尼是一群可怜人住的地方。
So we said before, Bethany is a place that people who are pitiful gathered.
是被世人所遗弃的人。
They were rejected by others.
没有价值的。
They were did not have value.
有些人可能是病痛。
Some people could have been sick.
有些人可能是城里面的人认为不洁净了。
Some people could have been regarded as unclean.
有些人可能生活上非常困苦。
Some could have been going through difficulties in their life.
城里面住不起，当然就住在城外了。
Because they could not live in the city, they lived outside the city.
各种不同的人都有。
And so there are lots of different types of people.
用一句话来讲。
But if you could summarize them in one phrase.
就是非常贫困。
They are very poor.
这些地方是一般人不想去的地方啊。
So this is not where people typically would want to go.
但是耶稣在这么忙碌的一个时间点里面。
But in Jesus, for Jesus, even though he was so busy.
竟然有三次进到伯大尼。
There was at least 3 times he went to Bethany.
所以这个地方是非常特别的地方啊。
So this is a very special place.
耶稣的脚中哦，常常走入。
And Jesus' feet often went there.
所以我们今天要跟随耶稣。
And so if we are to follow Jesus,
我们要常常走入那个人家不喜欢去的地方。
We should go to the places people don't like to go.
也许他很贫穷。
Maybe they're poor.
也许他在生病。
Maybe they're sick.
也许他在软弱。
Maybe they're weak.
但是他需要别人来帮补他。
But they need people to help them.
就好像耶稣走入伯大尼。
Just like Jesus went to Bethany.
他帮补了马大跟玛利亚。
He helped Mary and Martha.
他医好了长大麻风的西门。
He healed Simon the leper.
他让死去的拉撒路又复活了。
He resurrected Lazarus.
这三件事情多么的不简单啊。
So how difficult these things were.
这三件事情都是耶稣在伯大尼里面所行的啊。
But all of these were done by Jesus in Bethany.
他让困苦的人得帮助。
He helped those going through difficulty.
他让有病痛的人得医治。
He healed those with sickness.
他让失望的人有盼望。
He gave hope to those who were in despair.
他更让死亡的人复活。
And resurrected the dead.
这个就是耶稣的脚踪。
And this is Jesus' footsteps.
主耶稣曾经讲道理的时候这样说。
In a sermon, Jesus said,
他说康健的人用不着医生啊。
The people who are well have no need of a physician.
有病的人才用得着。
It's only the sick.
他说我来不是要招治愈的人。
I did not come to heal those who are healthy,
我来是要招罪人
but sinners.
所以耶稣喜欢去的地方就是病痛的人。
So Jesus liked to go to places with people who are sick.
耶稣的脚踪常常走入困苦的人家里。
His feet often went to the houses of those who were suffering.
耶稣喜欢关心软弱的。
Jesus cared for those who were weak.
喜欢扶持病痛的。
And like to help those in sickness.
喜欢救那一些自以为罪人的人。
And save those who regarded themselves as sinners.
这就是耶稣的脚踪啦。
And these are Jesus' footsteps.
那我们都在跟随耶稣。
And all of us are following Jesus.
我们的脚踪也要走入伯大尼。
And so our feet also need to go to Bethany.
让这一个住在伯大尼的人
That people living in Bethany.
因为我们关心他，走到他的家。
Because we cared for them and went into their house.
让他得到帮助。
That they are helped.
让他得到扶持。
That they are supported.
让他得到恩典。
That they can receive grace.
这就是耶稣的脚踪。
These are Jesus' footsteps.
很多人喜欢走到康健的人家里。
A lot of people like to go to the houses of those who are healthy.
有钱人的家里。
People who are rich.
很多人喜欢走入很多人喜欢去的地方的那个地方。
They like to go to places that lots of people like to go.
但是耶稣的脚踪不是喜欢走那里。
But that is not where Jesus liked to go.
他喜欢的是伯大尼啦。
He liked Bethany.
所以在短短的三年时间里面。
So in the short 3 years.
圣经记载三次耶稣走入伯大尼。
The Bible records 3 times Jesus went to Bethany.
我们可以看看教会里面的弟兄姐妹。
We can look at our brothers and sisters in church.
他们有些人病痛了。
Some are in sickness.
有些人困苦了。
Some are suffering.
有些人孤单了。
Some are lonely.
我们跟随耶稣的人。
And as people who follow Jesus.
这些地方都是伯大尼。
All of these places are Bethany.
我们要乐意地走进去。
We need to willingly go there.
我们多一份属灵的关心。
And to care for them spiritually.
多一份圣灵的祷告。
And to pray in spirit.
多一份弟兄姐妹的关怀。
And care for brothers and sisters.
就能够因为这样子来帮助他。
And in this way we can help them.
能够扶持他。
And support them.
让他在信仰上有一份力量。
So that in their faith they can be strengthened.
这就是我们该进去的伯大尼了。
This is the Bethany we need to go.
我以前在高雄台湾的高雄教会注目。
So I was the pastor at 高雄教会 in Taiwan.
这是97年的事情了。
This happened in 97.
那我注目教会的一个习惯哦。
And a habit I had when I was there.
刚到那个地方，我会做一件事情。
When I got there, I would do something.
就是会把教会里面的访问名册跟信徒名册做个对照。
That I would compare the visitation list and the members list.
我们教会都有访问名册嘛，我们在访问的名册，还有我们教会本身在这个教会里面的信徒名册啊。
And so we have a list of members to a visitation and also just a general members list.
尤其是在城市里面的。
Especially in the city.
有很多乡下进到城市里面来打工的。
There are a lot who came from the countryside to the city to work.
但是他的汇集不在这个教会。
But their original, this is not their original church location.
是在乡下的教会。
They come from a church in the countryside.
所以信徒名册的人跟这个那个访问名册的人跟信徒名册的人是不会一样的，不完全一样。
So, the visitation list and the general members list is different.
那一般我们都比较会注重访问名册。
So typically we care more about the visitation list.
反而那个信徒名册就比较不注意了。
And we don't pay as much attention to the members list.
但是那一些更需要关心的常常都在信徒名册里面的。
But actually those who need more care are often on the members list.
因为他有可能长久以来都没有进到教会了。
Because perhaps for a long time they haven't come to church.
久而久之呢就忽略了他们。
And then they're lost.
And they're neglected. 我会先去做重新再整编一份所谓的信徒名册。
And so I go through the members list.
那我在做整理的时候。
And as I was looking through it.
我发觉这个教会哇信徒名册有好几本呢。
So there are even books of members.
为什么好几本
Why there's so many different books?
就是他们旧了要把它翻新的。
Because they have a new updated version from the old version.
翻新的过程当中呢就会有一些有些信徒是找不到的。
When they update it, there are some members that cannot be found.
所以在翻的过程当中呢就会把它放在下面。
And so they'll move them to the bottom.
那在移交上没有移交好的时候转
Oh, when they change it over?
就又忽略掉了。
They're neglected or left out.
那我就重新再整理。
And so I looked through it and organized it.
我就整理出原来我们访问名册里面有好多在那个不是信徒名册里面有好多都没有在访问名册上。
So I noticed that there are many names on the members list that is not even on the visitation list.
这些人到底去哪里了
Where did these people go?
所以后来我就开始 一户一户的了解。
And so I came to understand them one by one.
那当然有几个啦有几户啦。
And there were a couple.
我现在要讲的是有其中有一户。
Or at least there's one.
他这个已经有50年没有到教会 ,50 年。
They had not come to church for 50 years.
是后来才知道的。
And I came to know this later.
那我问教会当中一个年纪最长的一个女执事啦。
And so I asked the most elderly sister at the church who was a deaconess.
我说这一户人家你记得吗
？I asked her, "Do you remember this person or family?"
她看了很久，她说没有什么印象。
She looked at it and she did not have any recollection.
我说没有关系啊，只是你回去好好想想看。
And so I said, "It's okay, deaconess. You can go home and think about it."
每天都有。七点都有早祷会嘛
？It's every morning at 7 there was morning prayer.
经过几天之后
，After a few days，
早祷会结束，他来找我。
And when the morning prayer concluded, she came to look for me.
他说：“传道，我记起来了。
”She said, "Preacher, I remember."
哇，这个人好久没有来教会了。
This person has not come to church for a very long time.
我问他说：“到底有多久
？”I asked her, "How long has it been?"
具体上我也不知道。
And she said, "I don't know specifically."
后来我就照着这个住址去找她。
I looked at this address to find her.
但是再怎么找都找不到这个住址，找不到人啊，找不到这条路，也找不到这个号码。
I could not find this address or the street or the number.
我说奇怪，这个明明有这个地址，怎么找不到呢
？There's this address, but I can't find it.
后来我就到那个派出所那个地方的警察局了。
So I went to the police station there.
我拿那个住址去问那个警察，问那个值班警察。
And asked the officer there about this address.
那值班警察说，那问我说你是谁啊
？And they asked, "Who are you?"
你怎么可以来这边调查人家的户口呢
？How could you come here to investigate somebody's?
你要去找人家的麻烦吗
？Do you want to look for trouble with them?
你是谁
？Who are you?
哇，他很凶。
He was very mean.
我跟他讲说，你看我像坏人吗
I said, "Look at me. Do I look like a bad person?"
他说。怎么看得出来你是坏人还是不是
？He said, "How could I tell if you're a bad person or not?"
你到底是谁
？Who are you？
我是教会的传道，就是你们所说的牧师啦。
I'm a pastor or preacher at a church.
你有证明吗
？Do you have proof？
我说没有呢。
I said no.
你看我的脸就知道我像牧师啦。
I said, "Look at my face. You'll see that I look like a preacher."
他说你找他干什么？
Why do you look for this person?
我说这是我们教会的信徒啦，他很久没有来教会，我们当牧师一定要关心他。
I said he's a member of our church. He hasn't come to church for a long time, so I need to care for him.
跟我去的还有两个信徒。
There were two members that went with me.
那两个就对啦，这是我们教，我们就在那个中华路高雄市中华路那里一个医院对面那个是我们教会啦。
And they told him, yes, our church is on this street. It's across from a hospital.
看一看，啊，你们要做什么？
And he looked at us and said, what are you here for?
我们要来找找看这个柱子，怎么找不到呢？这个柱子找不到呢？
We came to look for this address, but we are not able to find it.
那他看一看，哎，这个柱子二三十年前就已经重新在拓宽了啦。
They changed it 20, 30 years ago.
拓宽哦，变成另外一个路名啦。
And they changed the street name.
那什么地方你知道吗？
And do you know what place this is?
然后他就进去里面找那个资料。
So he went to look for some resources.
因为那个时候那个网络还不是很发达嘛。
Because the internet was not big yet.
所以他用找纸本的。
So he looked through books.
大概二三十分钟再出来。
After 20, 30 minutes, he came out.
然后他就拿了一张纸，写了一个重新新的地址给我。
And he wrote on a piece of paper the new address.
我就去用这个地址去找他。
And so I used this new address to find the person.
真的找到了。
And I found them.
然后我就按那个门铃。
I hit the doorbell.
门铃大概十分钟有啦。
And it was 10 minutes.
都没有人回应啦。
Nobody came to answer.
按了几次哦，都没有人回应。
And I rang it a couple times and still no one came to answer.
那刚好隔壁有一对夫妇在那边哈。
And there was a couple nearby.
我就问他说了。
I asked them.
我说，哎，这个住家是不是叫什么名字？
Is the person living here this name?
他说是啊。
And they said yes.
他们现在不在家吗？
Are they not home right now?
他说在啊。
And they said they are.
我已经按门铃十几分钟了，都没有人理我们呢。
I rang the doorbell. It's been 10 minutes, but nobody.
他就跟我说啊，你那个你要等久一点呐、啊，因为那个两个老人家哦，身体不是很方便。
And they say you need to wait because they're elderly and it's not convenient for them.
也很少人来找他们。
And very few people come to find them.
所以他们可能哦还在二楼上，要走下来比较慢。
So that it's possible they're on the second floor and they take more time to walk down the stairs.
你再等等看看哦。
If you need to wait a little longer.
那他既然这样讲，我们就再等了、啊，等了五六分钟之后。
So we waited another 5-6 minutes.
那里面哦，就有声音问了。
And there was a voice from inside asking.
是谁啊？
Who is it?
我跟他讲说是教会的啦。
I said it's someone from church.
之后就通通没有理我们了。
And then they didn't.
在那边又等了十几分钟，都没有来开门啊。
And I waited another 10 minutes, and they didn't come to open the door.
这个用爬的都爬到了。用爬的。
And I climbed.
而且爬了十几分钟还没有到，又不是从美国到台湾。
Even if they crawled, it wouldn't take that long.
我想说他应该是不要开门了。
And so I thought they probably don't want to open the door.
后来再等一下，我们就回去了。
And so then we went. We left.
隔个礼拜我们又去了。
And the next week we went again.
一样是在按门铃嘛，哈。
Again we rang the doorbell.
也是等了十几分钟，就听到这谁呀、啊、
？We waited another 10 minutes and heard who is it.
我在想说，他说教会的他就不来开门了、啊。我在讲的话也是不会来开门嘛。
And I thought if I say I'm someone from church, they won't come to open the door.
我就改说啊，教会的传道。
So I changed it to it's the pastor from church.
还是没来开门。
And they still didn't come to answer.
传道也没有用了。
And so it's no use to say I was a pastor.
我又回去了。
And so I left.
第三次又去了。
Third time I went again.
也是按门铃。
Rang the doorbell.
也是十几分钟就问了。
And 10 minutes after I asked.
我在想说教会的传道他都不开门。
And so I thought they didn't answer to someone from church or the pastor.
一定要换一个名称。
So I need to change the name.
我就说是你的朋友。
I said it's your friend.
他心里想说他的朋友怎么有这么年轻的
And they might think, why is our friend so young?
那时候我才三十多岁、
啊。I was only 30 some at that time.、
怎么会有这么年轻的朋友啦
Why would they have such a young friend?、
不管怎么样、他听到朋友不是教会不是传道就开门了。
And so when they heard it was friend and not someone from church, not the pastor,、they opened the door.
那个电动门就嘟上去了。
And the electronic door opened.
然后我怕他又看到我们又关起来，我们就赶快冲进去，我就赶快冲进去。
And I was afraid that once I saw us, they would close it, so we rushed in.
他如果关起来呢，我还是在里面啊。
And even if they close it, I'm already inside.
我就赶快进去了。
So I went inside quickly.
年轻人，你是谁啊
？Young person, who are you?
我是传道了。
I'm the pastor.
也是你的属灵的好朋友。
And I'm your spiritual friend.
哇，他看到我就很生气。
When they saw me, they were very angry.
就要赶我呢，哎，出去。
And they told me to go away.
我当然不出去了，他打架会不会打赢我
？And of course, I didn't go away.
我没有出去，我就站在那边嘛。你要打我就打吧。
And if you want to beat me, you can.
哦，那他看我不出去，他就骂我了。
And so when they saw I didn't leave, they yelled at me.
你怎么可以不能经过人家同意就跑进来呢
？How could you come in here without our consent?
我说你都开门了，我当然可以进来啊。
I said you open the door so I can come in.
因为你两次不开门，我没有办法进来。这第三次开门了，我就当然要跑进来哈。
The first two times you didn't open the door, but this time you opened the door, so of course I'm
going to come in. 为什么你看到我们那么生气呢
？Why are you so mad to see me?
哦，然后他就不理我们。
So they didn't.
看到我们不走了。
Ignored us when they saw we didn't leave.
他也没办法。
So there was nothing they could do.
我说你们的目的到底是什么啦
？They said what is your purpose?
我说一个传道来找一个。那么久没去教会聚会的人，当然你认为要干什么
？I'm a preacher. I'm coming to see someone who hasn't come to church for a long time. What do you think my purpose is?
哎，当然是邀请你回到你的家啊，教会啊。
Of course, it is to welcome you back to your home church.
他说我不会回去了。
And they said we are not going.
那你也让我知道说为什么不回去啊
？And I said you need to let me know why you don't want to come back.
不要再讲了啦，不要跟你讲了，你走了回去了。
He said, "I don't want to tell you. You should leave."
没有，你一定要跟我讲原因嘛，我才放心呐、
啊。I said, "You need to tell me the reason."
好、哦，然后他就看我们都不走嘛，哈、
哦。So they saw we were not leaving.
其实他这个人是很好的。
And the other people were very.、
哦、他是有一个赌气啦，赌气，怨气。
That's a good person.
怨。哎，这个。就是他生气了、
哦、they were mad.
生气很久了、
哦、They were mad for a long time.
后来他看到我们，也没有什么恶意了、
哦、And they saw we did not have any evil intent.
他就说，如果要听的话，那你就坐吧，坐下来吧。
So they said, if you want to hear, then sit down.
哎、他软化了。
And so they、
哦、我就很快
softened.
还没有在他还没有改变主意以前，我们就坐下来了。
So before they changed their minds, we sat down.、
哦、然后说啊，你要讲啊，你跟我们讲。
And I said, please tell us.
然后他就说了。
So they said.
我妈妈哦，她算一算哦，差不多50年了。我妈妈在50年前哦就过世了。
And they counted, and they said my mom passed away 50 years ago.
他说哦，我不知道呢。
And I said I didn't know.
然后他说，问题是出在我妈妈过世的时候，教会的人一个都没有来我家探望。
And the problem was that when my mother passed away 50 years ago, not one person from church came to visit.
那我就问他说，那你有通知教会没有
？And I asked, did you notify the church?
哦，他说没有。
They said no.
那我就跟他讲说，啊，那你没有跟教会讲，教会当然不知道了哈、哦，这个不是教会的错。
And so I said, if you didn't notify the church, then the church didn't know, so that's not the church's fault.
他就马上站，老人家70几岁了，马上站起来，很生气，发抖的指着我这样。
And so this man was about 70 years old, but he stood up.
你都是对为教会讲话。
He started to point at me. He said, "You are speaking for church."
哇，吓我一跳，他很生气，站起来，老人家。
And I was afraid. He was an elderly person who was very mad.
然后我就跟他讲说，哎。有什么事吗
？And I said, "Is something wrong?"
他说：“教会会不知道吗
？”Is it possible the church doesn't know? He said.
我妈妈在教会做什么，你知道吗
？Do you know what my mother did in church?、
啊、我当然不知道，因为我那时候还没出生啊。
And so I didn't know because I wasn't born.、
啊、因为五十，我那30几岁，50年前，我当然还没做，还在主耶稣那里、啊。
I was only 30 years old, and it was 50 years ago, so I was still with Jesus.
我妈妈哦，是在教会里面。在安息日的时候，专门煮爱餐给信徒吃的。
My mother was someone who on the Sabbath day would cook for everyone.
啊，当时只有我妈妈一个人煮，哎，煮给几百个人吃哦。
At that time, there was only my mother. She would cook for hundreds of people.
不像现在很多人可以煮啊。
Not like today, where there are many people who can cook.
我妈妈死掉了。
My mother.
没有人在安息日煮饭，没有人会知道。
Is it possible that?When nobody's cooking on the Sabbath, that nobody knows.
你张传道还在说谎话，为教会讲话。
You're a preacher and you're lying on behalf of the church.
哇，我他被他一讲，我心里很难过了。
So when I heard this, I was very sad.
哦，难过不是我被他骂了。
I wasn't sad because he was yelling at me.
当传道有时候会被骂是正常啦。
It can be. It's normal for a preacher to be yelled at.
我难过是 因为这件事情让他五十年没有走入教会。
I was sad because of this matter, he did not go to church for 50 years.
然后我就问他一些事情嘛。
And so I asked him.
然后他越讲越多，越讲越多。
Some things, and then he spoke more and more.
讲越多是好事啊。
And I thought speaking more is good.
就表示他越来越信任我们嘛。
It means that he's trusting us more.
他愿意把他内心当中的那一种不平啦、气啦、讲出来。
He's willing to share the anger and hurt inside.
讲完之后呢，他又讲另外一件事情。
And after he spoke, he said something else.
他说你是传道哈。
He said you're a preacher.
我告诉你。
I'll tell you.
我虽然五十年没有走入教会。
Even though I did not step foot in church for 50 years.
但是我从来没有违反我们真耶稣教会所规定的事情。
I've never been against the true Jesus' church.
我没有拜拜。
I do not worship idols.
我没有吃拜偶像的。
I don't eat food offered to
idols. 我也不会去吃血。
I don't eat blood.
我也没有去乱来。
I don't fool around.
我只是没有去教会。
It's just that I don't go to church.
哦，我听了之后，哇，心里很高兴。
And when I heard that, I was very happy.
他因为人的原因没有走入教会。
Because of people that he did not enter church.
但是他因为信仰的缘故，没有违反耶稣的道理。
But for the sake of his faith, he did not disobey Jesus' commands.
所以我们要为他开一条路。
So we needed to open a way for him.
这条路就是让他能够走入教会的路。
And this way is for him to enter the church.
我跟这个他姓施的施弟兄说。
So I said to this brother, 施。
我说过去有很多不足的地方。
And I said, in the past, there are many places we are lacking.
但是不要因为人的不足而影响到我们跟神之间的关系。
But don't let people's lacking influence your relationship with God.
人对不起你，而不是主耶稣对不起你。
It was people who wronged you, not Lord Jesus who wronged you.
人伤害你，而不是主耶稣伤害你。
It was people who hurt you, not Lord Jesus who hurt you.
但是我们人不要为了人跟人的关系而影响到人跟神的关系。
But we should not allow our interpersonal relationships with others to influence our relationship with Jesus.
我们常常因为受了人的伤害而把这个账归到耶稣身上。
It's often that when we're hurt by others, we put this debt on Lord Jesus instead.
耶稣很无辜呢。
And Jesus is innocent.
但耶稣从来不辩解啦。
But Jesus never changes.
但是最后吃亏的是自己啊。
In the end, it is us who suffers loss.
那我就跟他讲说啊，师弟兄，你还是要回来教会。
So I said, brother, sure, you need to come back to church.
因为只有回到教会，你的信仰才会被坚固啊。
Because only when you come back to church can your faith be strengthened.
那明天是安息日。
Tomorrow is the Sabbath day.
那我如果你愿意的话，我们开车来接你到教会。
If you're willing, we can come pick you up and bring you to church.
他就说不用。
He said no.
我以为是不要去了。
And I thought it was he didn't want to go.
我要去的话，自己去就好了，不用教会接，我自己去。
He said if I want to go, I can go by myself. You don't need to pick me up.
我就马上说，你答应了，你不能够反悔哦，你跟主耶稣答应了，不能够没有来。
I said you promised Lord Jesus, so you can't go back on it and not come.
我这个人说话算话。
And I said, I speak honestly.
后来隔天早上，我在高雄要领会的时候。
And so the next morning when I had to lead service at Kaohsiung Church.
在台湾都十点聚会。
Because in Taiwan we start service at 10.
我九点多一点点我就到一楼去，我在等他啦。
And so a little past 9, I was standing at the first floor waiting for him.
我准备等到九点半。
And I was ready to wait till 9.
我就要上去祷告了。
9:30. And then I went upstairs to pray.
等一下而已就有一部计程车就开到教会的门前。
I waited for a bit, and then there was a car that drove by church.
我从外面看，就是那个师弟兄啊。
And I looked and I saw this is brother Shi.
我就去把那个车门打开。
So I opened the car door.
师弟兄，你回到教会了，很高兴。
And I said, brother Shi, you returned to church. I'm very happy.
然后他就走出那个计程车。
So he came out of the taxi.
他就站在那个教会前面看。
And looked outside the church.
都没变啊。
It hasn't changed.
五十年前的教会，五十年后都没变。很好，都没变。
It's been 50 years.
都没有改啦，那个教会都没有改。
Church hasn't changed. It hasn't changed.
Okay. 我说当然不能变啊，真理没有变，教会也不能变了、
啊、And so I said, of course it didn't change the truth. The truth doesn't change, so the church doesn't change.、
啊、然后我们就请他到会堂。
And we invited him to the chapel.
那时候在教会会堂里面的人还不是很多了、
啊、And at that time, not many people were in the chapel.、
啊、大家都以为，哎，传道怎么带一个慕道者从外面进来啊
？And everyone thought that the pastor had brought a truth seeker into the church.
没有人认识他。
Nobody recognized him.
哦，他还以为是慕道者、啊、
And they thought he was a truth seeker.
那我也不介绍。
And I didn't introduce him.
一直到十一点多哦，聚会完了。
Until service concluded,、
哦、我再正式的来介绍这位师弟兄。
And then I formally introduced Brother
Shi.、哦、那这个师弟兄已经50年没有到教会来了。
And he hadn't come to church for 50 years.、
哦、今天能够走入教会。
And that day he came to church.、
哦、这是神给他的恩典，也是给教会的恩典。
And this is a grace God gave to him and to the church.、
哦、那因为这件事情也造就了很多弟兄姐妹。
And this matter also edified many brothers and sisters.
让他们能够理解到
that they could understand.
其实我们还有一些是需要这样关心的。
There are some who need care like this.
他们是住到伯大尼里面去了。
And they live in Bethany.
我们要走入伯大尼，把他们带出来，带进城里面了。
We need to enter Bethany and bring them into the city.
这是耶稣所愿意的啦。
And so this is what Jesus did.
也是主耶稣常常进到伯大尼的原因、啊、
This is the reason why Jesus often went to Bethany.
我们身上都有神的权柄、哦、
And all of us have the authority of God upon us.
因为我们有圣灵同在。
Because we have the abidance of the Holy Spirit.、
哦、我们靠着圣灵的能力走入伯大尼，一定能够叫伯大尼的人得平安。
We rely on the Holy Spirit to enter Bethany and give them peace.、
哦、一定能够把伯大尼那些困苦的人带进城里面来。领受城里面的恩典
We'll be able to bring those in Bethany into the city to receive grace.
所以伯大尼这个地方是很重要
So this place, Bethany, is very important.
我们应该要常常走入伯大尼
We need to often go to Bethany.
好，我们再看马太福音的26章
Let's also turn to Matthew 26.
26章的36节
26 verse 36
耶稣同门徒来到一个地方名叫克西马尼就对他们说你们坐在这里等我到那里去祷告耶稣又走到一个地方叫做克西马尼
Jesus went to another place called Gethsemane
为什么耶稣要走进克西马尼呢
Why did Jesus go to Gethsemane?
因为当时候耶稣带着肉体但是他要为世人的罪被钉在十字架上。
Because Jesus had a physical body, but for the sake of others, he needed to be crucified for their sins.
这是很重的苦杯啦。
This is a very bitter cup.
带着肉体的耶稣也有肉体的软弱嘛。
So because Jesus had a physical body, he also had weaknesses.
他想到自己要为世人的罪被钉死在十字架上，这么痛苦的事情。
And when he thought about how painful it would be to be crucified on the cross for our sins.
以肉体上来讲他难以承担。
Physically speaking, this is hard for him to bear.
啊怎么办?
So what should he do?
他就选择走入克西马尼。
He chose to go to Gethsemane.
哦在那里向天父祷告。
And there he prayed to our Heavenly Father.
所以克西马尼是一个祷告的地方。
Gethsemane is a place of prayer.
尤其是在人没有办法去承担的时候
Especially when we're unable to bear something、
哎、我们要跟耶稣一样走入克西马尼
We need to be like Jesus and go to Gethsemane
在克西马尼向神祷告
And in Gethsemane pray to God
主耶稣去克西马尼的时候带了三个爱徒啦
When Jesus went to Gethsemane he brought three loved ones
就是彼得、雅各、约翰
Peter, James and John、
哦、主耶稣要求他们
And Jesus asked them,
你们要与我一同警醒祷告
He asked them to watch and pray with him
但是主耶稣、哦、祷告三次回来
Jesus prayed three times and returned
他都看到这三个门徒在做什么
And saw what were the disciples doing
睡觉
They were sleeping、哦、
主耶稣要求他们一起祷告
Jesus asked them to pray together
他们敢 不一起祷告吗
Do they dare to not pray?
他们一定会一起祷告的
Of course they would pray
但是为什么打盹了呢睡着了呢
Why is it that they fell asleep?
这就是肉体的软弱了。
This is physical weakness.
哦，也是他们想要帮助耶稣，但是无能为力哦。
And they wanted to help Jesus, but they were unable to.
这让我们知道一件事情哦。
So this helps us to understand something.
从人来的帮助是有限的。
Help from man is limited.
不是他不帮助你，而是他无能为力能够帮助你了。
It's not that they don't want to help you, but they are unable to help you.
就好像这三个门徒不是不与耶稣一起祷告，而是他肉体软弱，没有办法跟耶稣一起祷告。
It's not that these three disciples didn't want to pray with Jesus, but because of their physical weakness, they were unable to pray with Jesus.
这是人能力的有限。
So this is the limitation of men.
所以哦，不要一直倚仗人。
And so we should not just rely on men.
常常会因为倚仗人而耽误了我们重要的事情啊。
It's often that we rely on men that we neglect important things.
他不是不帮助你，而是他没有办法帮助你。
It's not that they don't help you, but they're unable to help you.
那在这个时候，主耶稣他在哪里？哥西马尼向神祷告啊。
So where was Jesus at this time? He was in Gethsemane praying to God.
哦，所以主耶稣他祷告之后
，And after Jesus prayed,
虽然依然要去被钉十字架。
Even though he still needed to be crucified.
但是神赐给他力量。
God gave him strength.
从软弱的面对十字架的苦悲。
From being in weakness and facing this bitter cup.
经过克西马尼的祷告。
Through his prayer in Gethsemane.
让他能够刚强地来面对这个苦悲。
He was able to have strength to face this bitter cup.
这个就是不一样的地方。
And so this is the difference.
有时候我们祷告，我们可以改变我们的环境。
Sometimes we pray and we can change our environment.
哦，得到我们所求的。
We receive what we ask for.
这当然是好事。
And this is a good thing.
但是有时候神的旨意不在这个地方啊。
But sometimes this is not God's will.
神的旨意认为你所求的哦，不给你比给你还要好啊。
In God's eyes, not giving you what you ask for is better than giving you what you ask for.
因为神的旨意常常跟人的旨意不同嘛。
Because God's will is often different from the will of man.
神的道路也跟人的道路不一样。
God's way is different from man's way.
如果我们祷告，一定要让耶稣改变我们的环境，按着我们所求的给我们，那我们就变成神。
If we pray and Jesus must change our environment, give us what we ask for, then we have made ourselves God.
因为我们都在指挥神。
Because we are,
我们比神还伟大。
We're telling God what to do. We think we are better than God.
我们拜这个神就没有意思了嘛，因为都要听我的话。
Then it's pointless for us to worship God because God, we only want God to listen to us.
那我们拜神是我们有所求的，但是我们要让神来按照神的旨意来安排我们的道路。
We worship God, but when we pray, we allow God to arrange our path.
哦，跟主耶稣所求的一样嘛。跟耶稣他祷告的时候一样。
We have to ask the way Jesus prayed.
我的意思是这样子。
This is my will.
但是不要照我的意思，要照你的意思。
But do not do according to my will, but yours.
这是耶稣在克西马尼园祷告的内容。
This is the content of Jesus' prayer in Gethsemane.
后来呢，主耶稣就得到能力啦。
And afterward, Jesus gained strength.
他勇敢地来面对这个十字架的苦悲。
He was able to face this bitter cup on the cross.
也才能够造就这一份救恩嘛。
And he was able to accomplish salvation.
如果他要求神啊，你一定不要让我受这个苦悲啊，神也同意了。
If he said to God, please don't let me face this bitter cup, and God also agreed.
那神的旨意在这个世上就没有成全，救恩就没有成全。
Then God's will on earth, salvation would not be accomplished.
所以从克西马尼的祷告上。
And so from the prayer in Gethsemane,
我们知道几件事啦。
We learn some things.
第一件事，人的能力有限。
First, that man's abilities are limited.
第二件事，我们不要强求于人。
Second, we should not,
因为人在能力有限的情形下，他没有办法帮助你。
Because man's help is limited, they're not able to help you always.
第三件事。
Third.
我们要顺服神的意思。
We need to submit to God's will.
因为神的意思原是好的啦。
Because God's will is always good.
阿克西玛尼的祷告就是这样子。
So this is the prayer in Gethsemane.
我们每一个人在信仰上一定要有克西玛尼。
And all of us in our faith need to have Gethsemane.
我们要走入克西玛尼向神祷告。
We need to enter into Gethsemane and pray to God.
尤其是在自己的能力没有办法达到的时候。
Especially when our own strength is insufficient.
当我们面对困境，没有人帮助我们的时候。
When we're in difficulty and there's no one to help.
我们要走入克西玛尼。
We need to enter Gethsemane.
在这个地方来得到力量。
In this place to gain strength.
让神的能力在我们身上看得见。
That God's will can be seen in our lives.
那有这一种经历的信仰。
When we have this type of attitude in our faith.
才是真实的信仰。
That is a true faith.
我们没有经过神的一个能力。
If we do not, if it's not through God's strength.
我们的信仰是没有功效的。
Then our faith is ineffective.
只有我们经历了神的能力。
Only through God's power.
我们才能够发挥有效的信仰生活。
We can live an effective life in our faith.
所以我们每个人都要有克西玛尼啦。
So all of us need Gethsemane.
在那个地方向神祷告。
And pray to God in this place.
来蒙神垂听。
That God may listen to our prayers.
来加添力量。
And give us strength.
让我们有力量来走这一条信仰的道路。
That we can have strength to walk on this path of faith.
不要只单单的来求于人啦。
Not just seek man.
我们再看马太福音的27章。
Let's turn to Matthew 27.
马太福音的27章31到33节。
Matthew 27 verse 31 to 33.
马太福音的27章31到33节。
Matthew 27 31 to 33.
戏弄完了就给他脱了袍子，仍穿上他自己的衣服，带他出去。要钉十字架，32节。他们出来的时候，遇见一个古利奈人，名叫西门，就勉强他同去，好背着耶稣的十字架，33节。到了一个地方，名叫各哥他，意思就是堵楼地。这里有记载，耶稣来到他最后一个地方。
Here records when Jesus came to his final destination.
这个地方叫做各哥他。
This place was called Golgotha.
这是耶稣他去的最后一个地方。
This is the last place that Jesus went.
那他在走这一条路的时候
，When he was walking on this path,
他是非常的孤单呐。
He was very lonely.
因为没有人跟着他。
Because no one was with him.
被钉十字架人他还要自己扛十字架呢。
And people who were crucified needed to bear their own cross.
那因为耶稣他软弱了。身体软弱了。
Because Jesus was physically weak.
他扛不起十字架。
He was unable to bear his cross.
那扛不起十字架，照道理来讲，应该是他的门徒来扛才对嘛。
And so you would think that it was his disciples who would bear his cross.
但是这里我们看见帮耶稣扛十字架的是一个叫做古利奈人西门的。
Actually, the one bearing his cross here is Simon of Cyrene.
这看起来非常的古怪啊。很奇怪。
So it seems strange.
应该是耶稣的门徒为他扛十字架才对了。
It's only right that Jesus' disciples carry his cross.
但是为他扛十字架是耶稣所不认识的西门呢，外邦人呢，古利奈人是外邦人呢。
The one carrying his cross was a man Jesus didn't know who was a Gentile named Simon.
所以耶稣在走这一条路的时候是非常孤单呢。
So when Jesus was walking on this path, he was very lonely.
他的门徒跑掉了。
His disciples had fled.
所以耶稣是非常孤单的在走这一条路。
So Jesus was very lonely as he walked on this path.
那当要走这一条路之前
，Before he walked on this path，
大概一个礼拜的时间
，About a week before，
主耶稣是从外面要走入耶路撒冷。
Jesus came from outside to come into Jerusalem.
那这个时候，一些犹太人呢，他们就把外衣脱了。
And at that time, some Jews, they had taken off their outer garments.
都铺在耶稣骑着驴驹要走过去的道路上。
And they put it on the path that Jesus was going on his donkey.
那还不够。
And that was not enough.
他们就摘下树枝。
So they took off some palm branches.
也铺在这一条路上。
And also spread it on the road.
让耶稣从外面走进耶路撒冷。
So Jesus could go into Jerusalem.
啊，大声，他们就大声喊着说啊。
And they were shouting aloud.
何善那，何善那，我的君，我的王，你是应当被称颂的。
Hosanna, Hosanna, our King, you are worthy to be praised.
你看耶稣走这条路的时候多么风光啊。
And so how glorious it was when Jesus was on this path.
多么荣耀啊。
How glorious.
大家都在呼喊何善那，何善那。
Everyone is shouting Hosanna.
啊，那个时候跟随耶稣的那些人有耶稣得到多少荣耀，他们也得到那个荣耀啊。
And so the people who were with Jesus, when Jesus received glory, they were also receiving glory.
所以这个时候大家很乐意的跟随耶稣。
So at this time, everyone is willing to follow Jesus.
因为从耶稣身上得到好处，得到荣耀。
Because they receive benefit and glory from following Jesus.
但是这种从人来的荣耀只有七天啊。
But this glory from man only was for 7 days.
后来因为犹太人嫉妒耶稣啊，就把他抓到那个比拉多那边审问啊。
But because the Jews were jealous of Jesus, they handed him to Pilate.
啊，没有罪的耶稣就被犹太人诬告，成为有罪的嘛。
Jesus was accused as a sinner.
那比拉多他很清楚。
And Pilate was very clear.
耶稣是没有罪的。
That Jesus was sinless.
但是犹太人的声音太大了。
But the voice of the Jews was too great.
所以比拉多不得不要把耶稣钉在十字架上。
So Pilate had no way but to crucify Jesus.
所以他就舀了一盆水来。
So he took some water.
在众人面前洗手，表明无辜。
He washed his hands in front of people to show that he was innocent.
他说把这无罪人钉在十字架上的罪不在我身上。
He said the sin of crucifying a sinless man is not on me.
那些犹太人就喊着说啊。
And so the Jews shouted.
将这罪归到我们跟我们的子子孙孙啊。
Let this sin be on us and on our children.
啊，因为这样子。
And because of that.
所以犹太人以色列国一辈子都离不开战争啊。
Israel has never been able to leave war.
有人说以巴战争是世界末日的前兆啊，不是啦。
They say that this war is the beginning of the end of the age.
哎，是什么历史的渊源？不是啦，没有历史的渊源呐。
There's no evidence of this.
啊，那个是用政治的角度来看它。
They're looking at this from a political viewpoint.
但实际上最主要原因是什么？
What's the real reason?
因为他们认为定耶稣的这个罪要归到我们跟我们的子子孙孙啊，定耶稣的罪。
Because they said let the sin of crucifying Jesus be on us and on our children for generations.
所以以色列国一直到世界末了哦，他们都离不开战争的啦。
So Israel until the end of the world will not be able to depart from war.
这是他们定耶稣在十字架上的罪。
This is the sin they have of crucifying Jesus.
所以才会有在那个地方才会常常有战争。
That's why there's frequently war in that place.
我们也不要因为发生了什么战争都跟末日扯上关系了。
We should not automatically link war to the end of the world.
这个是另外一回事。
This is another matter.
那耶稣他被钉十字架。
Jesus was crucified on the cross.
啊，被定罪哦，是被无辜的定罪。
He was accused even though he was innocent.
那走这一条哥哥他路的时候。
And when he was on this path to Golgotha.
没有人愿意跟他走。
No one was willing to walk with him.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为这是一条受苦的路啊。
Because this is a path of suffering.
也有可能会牺牲生命啊。
They might give up their life.
哎，所以没有人敢走。
So no one was willing to walk it.
所以我说这一条路是很孤单的。
This is a very lonely path.
一个不认识的人帮耶稣背十字架。
Someone Jesus didn't know carried his cross.
但是我们要看这个真实的一面。
We need to
我们看腓立比书的第二章。
Let's look at Philippians.
腓立比书的第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
第六节到十一节。
Verse 6 to 11.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。七节。
7.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成了人的样式。八节。
8.
就有人的样子，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。这三节圣经在讲刚刚所说的，走各个他的路。
These three verses are talking about the path to Golgotha.
很孤单。
It's very lonely.
哦，没有人跟他走。
Nobody walked with him.
而且要死在十字架上。
And he died on the cross.
我们看第九节到十一节。
Let's look at verse 9 to 11.
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名。第十节。
10.
叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝。十一节。
11.
无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。实际上耶稣走这条路是什么路？
So, actually, what was this path that Jesus was walking?
是荣耀的路。
It was a glorious path.
因为神把耶稣升为至高。
Because God exalted him.
要赐给他万民之上的名。
And gave him the name which is above every name.
让一切神所创造的，不管是天上的、地上的、地底下的，都向耶稣跪拜。
That everything God created, whether in heaven or on earth or under the earth, that you will bow to Jesus.
都口称耶稣是基督，是主。
Every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord.
让神得到荣耀。
That God will be glorified.
所以耶稣走这条路，用人的角度来看是无助的，是牺牲的。
So from a man's perspective, the path Jesus walked is a path of sacrifice.
但是从属灵、从神的角度来看是荣耀的。
But from God's perspective, the spiritual perspective, it is glorious.
走入耶路撒冷，他的荣耀只有七天呐，很快就过去了。
On the way to Jerusalem, he had glory for 7 days, and it quickly passed.
走上哥哥他是一就是永远的荣耀。
But this path to Golgotha is a path to eternal glory.
走入耶路撒冷是从人来的荣耀。
The path to Jerusalem was glory from man.
走上哥哥他是从神来的荣耀。
And the path to Golgotha, he received glory from God.
这个荣耀，这两个荣耀都很好啊。
Both of these glories are good.
但是两相比较起来，
But if you compare them,
当然神的荣耀更荣耀了。
Of course, the glory from God is much
more glorious. 当然永远的荣耀就比七天的荣耀更大了。
And of course, eternal glory is much greater than glory for 7 days.
所以从这里我们可以知道，
So from this we can know.
我们在信仰的过程当中，
In the process of our faith,
不要只求耶路撒冷的荣耀，
We should not just seek glory in Jerusalem,
而要求各个他山上的荣耀。
But the glory in Golgotha.
所以我们要愿意与主一同受苦。
So we need to be willing to suffer with Christ.
耶稣会邀我们走同乐的路。
And Jesus will also ask us to walk on this path.
就是走入耶路撒冷。
To Jerusalem.
耶稣也会邀我们走各个他的路。
And ask us to walk this path to Golgotha.
就是受苦的路。
Which is the path of suffering.
但是当我们受苦了，
After we have suffered,
神的荣耀就临到我们身上。
God's glory will be upon us.
而这个荣耀是永远的。
And this glory is eternal.
所以我们如果能够跟耶稣一起走到哥哥他。
And so if we can go with Jesus to Golgotha,
我们才能够从神那边领受永远的荣耀。
We can receive eternal glory from God.
这个就是我们信仰应该要追求的。
And this is what we ought to pursue in our faith.
所以我们今天从跟随耶稣的这件事情上，
So today, we learned from following Jesus.
我们要跟着耶稣走。
We need to follow him.
走入圣殿。
Follow him into the temple.
走入真理。
Into the truth.
走入需要我们帮补的伯大尼。
To places that people need help in Bethany.
走进我们可以向神祷告的伯大尼。
To go to Gethsemane where we can pray to God.
而且要走进主耶稣能够让我们得到永远荣耀的哥哥他。
And go to Golgotha where we can receive eternal glory.
每一个地方都非常重要。
Every one of these places is important.
也是我们每一个跟随耶稣的人都要走进去的。
And places that all of us who believe in Jesus must go.
有些看起来艰难。
Some of them look difficult.
看起来困苦。
Some of them
look... 但是在前面所预备的。
But before us.
要让我们领受的。
Prepared for us.
是神要赐给我们的平安跟荣耀。
Is peace and glory that God wants to give us.
求神带领我们的脚步。
So may God guide our footsteps.
最后我们一起来唱诗。
Lastly, we'll sing hymn.
172首。
172.